Welcome to ENN Radio, a weekly news podcast from Elon News Network that brings you the stories behind the stories. I'm Alex Hager. It's been a minute. This is the first episode back since winter break and J-term, so we've got a lot to catch up on. We'll have all of ENN's headlines from the past month in a bit, but first we're going to start with some of the science behind this warm weather we've had since the start of classes. Just last week, national headlines were talking about weather in the Midwest that made it so cold it wasn't safe to go outside. Even here in Elon, it was pretty chilly. It felt like, well, January. But since Monday, we've been in a heat wave. The hammocks are out, shorts are on, and it's starting to feel more like spring than ski season. Temps got up into the high 70s at one point, so I talked to Scott Sharp, a forecaster at the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, about what was making that happen.
We have an area of high pressure that's situated just to our south, mainly across parts of the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and that area of high pressure extends up into the Carolinas. So it's providing us with mostly sunny skies, mostly dry weather, and a nice southerly wind coming from areas of the deep south and the northern Gulf. And that wind is transporting a very warm and spring-like air mass into the Carolinas.
Even though plenty of students have already busted out the flip-flops and short sleeves, Sharp said it might be a little early for that, and winter isn't over quite yet.
We'll be back to reality by Saturday. We have a pretty strong cold front that will be crossing the western Piedmont of North Carolina early Friday morning. Temperatures will initially fall right behind the front, but there across the parts of the Triad and around the Burlington area, they'll stabilize a little bit and actually recover a little bit early afternoon before they start to tumble late in the afternoon into the overnight hours. So after we have highs today and yesterday well into the 70s, we're looking at early morning low temperatures by Saturday morning, pretty close or even a little bit below freezing.
I asked Sharp if this has anything to do with climate change, and he said it's just a reasonable part of normal weather patterns for this region, and we could actually expect to see some more snow or winter weather before spring actually rolls around.
So it's not unusual to see temperatures this warm in the 70s, then followed a week or two later by conditions comparable to wintry weather. So, like I say, enjoy the weather right now. We'll be highs only in the 40s for Saturday and Sunday, and then we turn back to near normal temperatures for the first part of next week. The temperature will be in the 50s, but it will be pretty wet.
We already got a season's worth of snow back in that big storm in December, but it looks like there's some reasons to keep the cold weather gear out just a little longer. Now it's time to take a look at the headlines you might have missed during late December and January. First, right back before Christmas, the town of Elon named Kelly Blackwelder as its new police chief, after the previous chief left to work with the county sheriff in November. Blackwelder's been with the town since 2005 and working in law enforcement since 1999. She said she wants to make sure her department always has the latest technology, that her officers are always excited to come to work. Remember, that's the town of Elon, which is different from the campus police. Here on campus in January, a campus recreation student worker found a whiteboard in the Curry Athletic Center defaced with swastikas, crude drawings, racial slurs, and references to the KKK. The student employee who found the vandalism quickly erased the drawings, and head of student life John Dooley sent out an email condemning the act. And back to news from the town of Elon, an updated ordinance from the Board of Aldermen banned smoking and vaping on all town-owned property, including streets and sidewalks in downtown Elon. The Board of Aldermen, which is the main body of the town's government, said that the rule doesn't apply to private residences. It does, however, apply to Juuls and e-cigs as long as you're on town public land. If you're caught, you'll probably just get a warning for now, but you could face a fine of up to $50. There's a new musical coming to campus soon, and reporter Mackenzie Wilkes has more about a show that's bringing an inclusive story to the Performing Arts Center.
Once in This Island takes the stage at Elon's McCrary Theater next week and showcases the diversity of the school's musical theater department. The show features a predominantly black cast as the story is set on a Caribbean island. I talked to freshman musical theater major Hannah Hubbard, and she says that telling inclusive stories is a big part of what makes the musical theater department truly diverse.
I personally love the show, mm-hmm. and I love the story that it presents, and I think it's so important that Elon is doing this show.
Yeah.
And finally giving the minorities in the department a chance to really shine and, like, tell this story that is just so important.
Hubbard says a diverse musical theater program was on her mind when she was choosing schools. She identifies as black and says Elon stood out to her.
I wasn't looking at the school as a whole, but just our musical theater department, and there are 14 African Americans in the department. And, like, the sad part is that's a very diverse musical theater program, yeah, more than the average. And the other schools I was considering, I would have been the only Black person in my class.
She says the diversity seminars that senior and musical theater major Trey McMichael led for the department are something that makes the program more inclusive.
I feel like the seniors and the minorities who have graduated have created such a great path, yeah, in this department for us to take. And yes, the faculty are a big part of that, but I do think it's the students, mm-hmm, that are bringing this awareness to the faculty and, you know, helping pave the way and giving us these opportunities.
You can see Once on This Island starting February 14th at McCrary Theater. Mackenzie Wilkes, ENN Radio.
A longer version of this story will appear in the Black History Month edition of The Pendulum, which hits newsstands and our website later in February. That'll do it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to check out elonnewsnetwork.com for all the news you need to know when we're not on the air. You can catch our weekly television broadcasts on Monday nights at 6 and pick up a copy of The Pendulum on Wednesday mornings. We'll be back next week with more stories from campus and beyond. In the meantime, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud. I'm Alex Hager. Have a great weekend.